I'm Zena.
And I'm Renee.
Welcome to When You Just Want a Glass of Wine, a podcast dedicated to making wine drinking more approachable and inclusive. Join us as we decode the language and unlock the customs of wine drinking. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, are you ready for this, Mom? All right, you ready? Say it out loud.
Yes, ready.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
All right. I am pouring you a glass of Thibaut Janissen sparkling Virginia wine. Hang on. A glass for you here. I like the little pop.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. Let's do our toast. Cheers.
Cheers.
Salud.
Salud.
Mm. Welcome to this episode of When You Just Want a Glass of Wine. This is called Bubbles and Verses, A Toast to Virginia, A Mother, A Daughter, and A Sparkling Glass of Poetry. I think that deserves another cheers. Cheers, Mom.
Cheers.
All right, so October is Virginia Wine Month, and that means it was time to open something super special for you, something sparkly. And today I'm joined by my mom, my favorite co-host. Sorry, Renee, I love you too. My mom, Elaine. Tell her, say hi to everybody, Mom.
Hello, everyone.
Wonderful. We've got a beautiful glass of sparkling in front of us. We are sipping Thibaut Janissen, a Virginia sparkling wine made in the French tradition. And it's just wonderful. Mom, take a little sip of it. What do you taste? What do you smell when you get this? Mm. What does it taste to you? You get anything on that? Does it taste like poetry?
It tastes like rhymes.
Tastes like rhymes? Well, I mean, let's talk a little bit about this. It's really wonderful. So Claude Thibaut actually comes from Champagne, France. And the reason I wanted to celebrate this particular wine with you is because we spent so many years going to France, Bordeaux, Arcachon, Paris. It was absolutely wonderful. And his family came from France, and they spent decades mastering sparkling wine, the méthode champenoise way. Do you know what that means?
But of course.
Okay. Well, méthode champenoise, for those who don't, is where you do a second fermentation in the bottle, and that's what gives it all these absolutely, absolutely beautiful bubbles.
Do you know that your father and I biked through the entire Bordeaux region before you were born?
And when you say bike, it was actually a motorcycle, not a bicycle.
Oh, yes.
It was a scooter, right, Mom?
It was a Harley scooter.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, my parents were badass. See, Renee, I'm even cursing when I'm here with my mom. So anyhow, Claude brought that beautiful French precision to Virginia's Rolling Hills. And now we have this wonderful sparkling, which we actually had in our Baeza Wine Club. So, I mean, I always say with sparkling, it's a little bit different, but stick your nose in there. Oh, you get that little brioche. Go ahead, give it a little scent. That little brioche scent to it, which is so nice. I actually get a little bit of like a pear to it. Mm. Oh, I know this is not your strong point, but what do you think about those flavors when I tell it to you?
I think they're very delicate, and you have to concentrate on them in order to determine what it is.
Yep, that is true. So what we're going to do next is we're going to do a little high-low. So I made us a batch of our caramelized onion dip that I serve over at Beauty. And we caramelize the heck out of these onions. And then we mix it always with Duke Mayo and Crazy Jane salt and a few other secret ingredients. So take a little bite of the chip first without the dip. Mmm. And high-low is because the saltiness of potato chips are amazing with champagne or anything sparkling. So take a little sip. Mmm. What do you think?
Don't know.
Yeah. You don't have any thoughts about it? Well, I think that when you get the salt, it really helps to make that acid really pretty. It's really, really delicious. So now take a little taste of it and then take it a little bit with the caramelized onion. Oh, isn't that dip good?
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Now take a little sip with the champagne. Mm. I could sit and eat this forever. What do you think?
I don't taste the fruit as much as I did before.
And creaminess from that onion caramelization of it definitely changes the definitely changes the flavor of it. But salt, we often do a Lay's potato chip with this. This time I got ourselves some Cape Cod one just because they're really yummy and I really like them and I knew we were going to dip them. But as you eat, you notice that the flavors change with the sparkling wine.
Yes, I did.
And it's a beautiful day to be doing this. We're sitting out on at my mom's house, looking out to the water, celebrating Virginia Wine Month. Now, Mom, I asked you to write a poem for me, and all I gave you the hint was basically Virginia wine and France. And what did you come up with? What was the poem you wrote?
I came up with a four line quatrain, well, a quatrain.
What's a quatrain? Tell me about
And
that.
that's simply a four line poem,
Okay.
or a stanza of four lines.
Does it always have to rhyme?
It does not have to rhyme,
Oh, okay. So just
but this does,
okay.
because rhyme and meter are important in poetry.
Okay. Read it out loud to us.
It says, "The fruit of the vine, Virginia's spotless, Virginia's sparkling wine, a drink for romance, like a secret night in France."
Absolutely perfect, Mom. I think that with I gave you very few hints to that. I thought that was absolutely beautiful. So this was just a really quick taste today. It's to celebrate Virginia Wine Month. It's to celebrate a little bit of our time together. And I have a little toast for you. Are you ready for it?
I
All
am.
right. Au souvenir et au sourire, to memories and smiles. Love you, Mom.
Love you too.
Cheers. There we are.